We were gathered together as a community on Sunday, and Mother Claire put worship music on shuffle for Holy Spirit to pick the songs. And the first song that came up reminded me of Calypso music, and immediately I was transported to heaven. In vision, I saw Jesus, Mother Claire, and I were strolling in a meadow filled with beautiful wildflowers near my little heavenly cottage by the sea. Mother and I were wearing white, gauzy dresses, and Jesus had on a white shirt of similar material and khaki-colored pants. We were all barefoot, walking in this incredible field with trees bearing the most amazing fruit. The colors of the flowers, birds, and butterflies were so stunning. You couldn't help but admire God's beauty surrounding us. Mother Claire had picked a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, and we decided to head back towards the cottage when we saw Brother Mike's boat, aptly named Son of Thunder, tied up at the dock. We heard much laughter on the island, in the middle of a lovely, pristine lake, and knew that Brothers Leo, Mike, and John were having a good time with Papa God. They each were telling Father which water slide they liked the best. John's favorite was the horizontal corkscrew slide. Mike's favorite was the vertical corkscrew, because it was the fastest. And Leo's favorite was the 40-foot drop slide that shoots you out at the curved end of it, right through a waterfall into a huge pool of water. Every time Father God would laugh, the heavens shook with great mirth, and all the inhabitants of heaven would experience his merriment and joy. Mother Claire, Jesus, and I headed into the house, and Mother went straight for the kitchen to lovingly put the flowers she obtained from the meadow into a glittering diamond and crystal vase. She set the flowers on top of a pearlescent white ivory baby grand piano, sat down, and began to play music. I was riveted from the sound coming from Mother's playing. It sounded like a philharmonic symphony on steroids. The Lord turned to me and said, "She will play music like this on earth." I could not immediately comprehend what I was hearing until Jesus joined my mind with Mother's, and then I could feel her hands, heart, and mind being infused with the Holy Spirit, choirs of angels, and something I had never felt before, a gifting of musicality and song that transcended any music heard on earth. This reminded me of an outdoor concert my family and I attended in Florence, Italy. There was a female conductor and a world-famous violinist, and at the time I thought that was the best music I had ever heard. That symphony didn't compare, didn't even come close to the music emanating from the baby grand piano, as I stood there watching Mother Claire's hands flying over the piano keys, almost as if she wasn't even touching them. I could clearly see Satan and his devils writhing in agony and hating it every time Mother played a note. The Lord broke into my thoughts and said, "Recall the words my Spirit gave you previously about my music ministry through Claire. Here are the words the Holy One spoke. Call upon me and the blood of Jesus to be the armor to your hearts and minds. Then loose spirits of creativity, musicality, and ask for gifts of heavenly songs over your vocal cords. Ask us to help you create beautiful music, to give you our DNA, and to play and sing as if you were in heaven singing to us, saints and angels, and all of the great cloud. When you ask us to help you with that childlike faith, we show up in a way that is unsurpassed, ready to equip and endow you with all the graces and blessings needed to achieve the work of the Father. Then these gifts and graces manifest into holy weapons to be used for our purposes. It is like a well-watered garden flowing down over you and through you from our throne to heal hearts, bodies, souls, and spirits of those who hear and listen to our vessels. that the sound of your voices, music, and messages would break strongholds and destroy the works of the enemy. All you need to do, my little ones, is ask for these gifts and talents in heartfelt sincerity, because what will be given to you is already written in heaven. And that was the end of Holy Spirit's words. A Bible verse from Jeremiah 31:12 popped into my head. They will shine over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, over the new wine and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the cattle. Their life will be like a well-watered garden. They will never have sorrow again. Heart Dwellers, we want to encourage you all to go to the website, heartdwellers.org, and click on the music button and download and meditate upon the Lord's music through Mother Claire and Father Ezekiel. My personal top three favorites are Heavenly Realm Mix 1 and 2 and The Garden. These anointed songs will instantly transport you to heaven so fast you won't have time to blink. God bless you, dear ones, and may the Lord keep and guide you in all of His ways.